From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Pentagon is adding more Marines to the thousands of U.S. military personnel already involved in the Haitian relief effort. Canadian troops are also being deployed there, and a French ship has delivered medical personnel, tents, and other aid. NPR's Jason Beaubien was in Port-au-Prince when traumatized earthquake survivors were jolted by another aftershock early Wednesday.
This continues to be a crisis that's dominated by so many people left without water, without food, without shelter. Most of the people are sleeping outside, even if their buildings weren't significantly damaged. People are terrified to be sleeping inside their homes. And the jolt we had this morning, the 5.9 magnitude quake that woke up the city this morning, only added to that fear. So right now, it's still very much in the emergency phase.
NPR's Jason Beaubien. In Port-au-Prince, the traffic has been worse than ever, and now that aid has arrived there, the struggle is getting it to the people. NPR's Amy Walters explains.
Large semis with containers full of food and relief supplies blocked many of the roads in the Haitian capital. On the green of a country club golf course, the U.S. Army handed out 32,000 bottles of water and 8,000 MREs before sundown. But that was not the case everywhere. In Carrefour-Foy, a large lower middle-class neighborhood closer to downtown, one street had not seen any aid. No food, no water, and no medical attention. Without outside assistance, neighbors have banded together to build temporary shelters and share the limited food and water they have. One of the organizers, Jean-Élie Marseille, he says they cannot survive without help. Amy Walters, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The White House is offering to meet with Midwest officials concerned about Asian carp species invading the Great Lakes. Chuck Quernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio has the story.
Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle and Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm asked for a White House summit on Asian carp and other invasive species in the Great Lakes. That was after federal officials announced Asian carp DNA has been found in a Lake Michigan harbor, and the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a request to quickly get involved in the carp issue. The chair of the White House Council on Environmental Quality, Nancy Sutley, has written to the two governors, suggesting a meeting early next month. Sutley says the White House understands the concerns about the carp getting into the lakes.
But we also think there's still an opportunity before this becomes a big problem to try to deal with it now.
Spokespeople for the governors say the officials look forward to next month's meeting. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
This is NPR. In San Francisco, testimony continues in the trial to determine if California's ban on same-sex marriage is constitutional. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has more.
Stanford University professor Gary Segura testified that gays have little meaningful political power and as a result have long been discriminated against. Attorneys for the plaintiffs are trying to show the court because they're vulnerable to discrimination, gays need government protection. A lawyer representing those supporting Proposition 8 extensively cross-examined the professor, challenging his testimony. Another witness testified that the Catholic and Mormon churches played a prominent role in getting Proposition 8 approved by California voters. Plaintiffs' attorneys plan to call two more witnesses before resting their case. Legal experts say, regardless of the outcome of the trial, the case is likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
China says that its economy has emerged from the global economic crisis. Officials in Beijing say the nation's rapid fourth quarter growth led to a higher than expected expansion of 8.7% for last year. China's commissioner of the National Bureau of Statistics says the government should continue its policy of stability, citing an uncertain world economy. Regulators have tightened China's lending policy and interest rate hikes are expected, concerns that heavy stimulus spending and bank lending will lead to inflation. Chinese leaders say the stimulus spending will continue despite those concerns. In Tokyo, the Nikkei Index is up 130 points at 10,868. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.